Hi, this is David Spears, the host of Insiders and the ABC's National Political Lead, and this is some analysis I've written on the evacuation of the Prime Minister from the Lodge on Tuesday night. It's tempting to treat the evacuation of the Prime Minister from the Lodge this week as a bizarre outlier with an unusual motivation, but that would miss the point. This incident has underscored how complicated the threat environment has become. Sadly, news of yet another threat against a high-profile politician was hardly surprising. They've become all too frequent. And like the proverbial frog in boiling water, we've become accustomed to the temperature. Yet for a Prime Minister to be evacuated from the Lodge for security reasons is a first. It should be shocking. All sides of politics reacted with a degree of alarm and rightly condemned the threat of violence against Anthony Albanese. Even Pauline Hanson, who just last week was accused of fanning the flames of division with her comments on Muslim Australians, recorded a social media video to let her followers know that while she empathised with frustrated Australians, violence is not the way to go. It soon emerged the threat to blow up the Lodge, which forced Albanese to be rushed to another location, had come not from a predictable source, but from someone who wanted to stop performances in Australia by a classical Chinese dance and music group linked to the Falun Gong movement and banned in China. Late yesterday, Queensland police confirmed they were investigating a similar bomb threat against the Gold Coast Theatre, where the Shen Yun group were due to perform last night. In both cases, no devices were found. Threats of violence over a classical dance group linked to Falun Gong may be a first in Australia, but the unusual motivation underscores a powerful point. The threat landscape is messier and less predictable than many suspect. It doesn't belong to any single ideology. It's a far broader mix of grievances and motivations. "It feels like we're sitting on a bin fire," said one security source, who points to a gathering storm of factors contributing to the current state of anger and social disunity. "It draws on a long tail of distrust in institutions, fed by everything from COVID-era resentment and the war in Gaza to anti-immigration sentiment and even Chinese ultranationalism. This is all contributing to a broad hostility towards politicians and a willingness to threaten action." Only a fortnight ago, Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett pointed to this cauldron of motivations. "We are witnessing the continued rise of individual grievance," the Commissioner told a Senate hearing. "This personalised grievance is often connected to world events, their own sense of injustice or a fixation on people or weapons. It may also be that loneliness or a feeling of exclusion is driving some of this radicalisation, where individuals who find it hard to make connections go searching for forums or platforms where their polarising views are accepted," she said. Another source who sits on the National Security Committee of Cabinet fears these problems of fraying social cohesion and lone wolf actors radicalising online will only worsen. The Prime Minister used the Lodge incident to return to what's become a consistent plea. "I think it's just a reminder," he said, "turn the temperature down, for goodness sake." This means more than just condemning threats of violence after the fact. It means avoiding language that stirs up hatred in the first place and calling out supporters and barrackers who go too far. In 2008, then US Republican presidential candidate John McCain did something that now feels almost jarring. He told fired-up supporters at a campaign rally to stop hurling abuse at Barack Obama. It was a rare example of political restraint, grounded in a belief there were limits worth defending. In the Trump era, that kind of intervention feels almost unimaginable. In the US, Europe, UK, and Australia, threats of violence against politicians are on the rise. Female MPs, sadly, cop not just death threats, but misogynistic abuse. Anthony Albanese often talks about wanting to maintain an Australia where a Prime Minister can walk their dog, pop down to the shops, or visit communities. That's important. But so is a physically safe space for all politicians. We'll have bigger problems if the price of public life becomes too high. If menace and intimidation become the norm, the damage won't stop with one evacuation from the Lodge. It will corrode trust, shrink the pool of people willing to serve, and leave Australia poorer for it. Thanks for listening. We'll have more on this on Sunday. Hope you can join us for Insiders, 9 a.m. on ABC TV.